the cuts, right on the corner of your bathroom and a sense of regret.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Social distancing guidelines from the White House are extended until at least April 30th. President Trump says it looks like deaths from the new coronavirus will peak in about 2 weeks. And if that number can be held to 100,000, we'll have done a good job.
I want the American people to know that your selfless, inspiring, and valiant efforts are saving countless lives. You're making the difference.
Joe Biden says about the president earlier floating the idea of having businesses back open with packed churches on Easter.
The American people have never shied away from being able to deal with the truth. The worst thing you can do is raise false expectations and then watch them get dashed. Then they begin to lose confidence in their leadership.
The former vice president on NBC's Meet the Press. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says anyone caught breaking social distancing rules could be fined up to $500. 2,500 COVID-19 deaths are confirmed nationwide. America's listening to Fox News.
On the 12th day of quarantine, here's what I achieved. 12 loads of laundry, 11 jigsaw puzzles, 10 cleaned out closets, 9 vacuum carpets, 8 bills for mailing, 7 hours of sleeping, 6 packs of Miller, 5 organized drawers, 4 TV shows, 3 face masks, 2 plastic gloves, and I'll do it all again.
7:03 on News Talk 93.1 FM, and by the way, we watched it yesterday, and it's even better the second time around, and especially if you watch how it was made. 1917 is just one amazing movie.
It was, like you said, it was more powerful the second time.
Really was. And then when you watch how they produced it, it doesn't spoil the movie. It's just the detail and the things they had to do to create certain effects. Just absolutely amazing. That is masterpiece filmmaking right there.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
All quiet today, but all eyes on the weather tomorrow. This is the pollen that you're hearing in my voice right here. We're looking for a very warm day today with a high in the low 80s, a sun and cloud mix. Mild tonight, low 61, risk of showers in the wee hours in the morning. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some of the storms possibly severe, and we cannot rule out tornadoes. The threat will begin early, perhaps as early as, 9 a.m. maybe, and then continuing into, let's say, early afternoon. So that's a relatively small window, but we'll be here, and you should get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. And breezy, much cooler tomorrow night, overnight low 47. That's a big change. Wednesday's high, upper 60s. That sounds really cool, but we're actually returning closer to normal. The normal high is 72. Mid-40s on Thursday morning. Jacket weather. Warmer again on Friday. Right now, northeast winds at 5 miles per hour, 61 degrees at 7:05. One more plug on for TV tonight. What about COVID-19 and going to a tornado shelter? We're supposed to social distance, so do we not go to the tornado shelter in your community? Well, we'll talk about it tonight. The Alabama Department of Public Health has the recommendations. Join me at 6 and 10 on CBS 8 and ABC 32 for my weather extra.
Please remind me so I can put some. In fact, if you get a moment, call in this afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I can put it on social media as well, so people check that segment out. 7:05.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, I was going to... I've got something in mind, but I have late-breaking news on the Tiger King.
Yes.
No?
Yeah. Cardi B wants to start a GoFundMe page to get Tiger King star Joe Exotic out of prison. She says they did Joe so dirty over and over again. This is one of our... sometimes the rocket scientist is actually somebody who does something brilliant or impressive.
Okay.
That adds to our lives. In fact, take a look at the graph. I put it on Facebook this morning. Does it mean that we have reached the apex? No. This is a day-to-day thing, as we've all learned over the last 2 or 3 weeks, especially. But there's a chart that shows the number of COVID cases dropped for the first time in 3 weeks. And let's hope and pray that that continues. But today, our rocket scientist is somebody who really doesn't have a whole lot in the way of self-awareness. And that's David Geffen, a record mogul who has made himself a multi-billionaire off the profits of artists who were vastly underpaid for the albums they made and the royalties they got, who wished us all well, sent out his greetings to lift our spirits from his $587 million yacht. Do we care that he has one? No. But I don't know how many people who just lost jobs, who've been laid off or whatever, who are just waiting for that stimulus check to come. I don't know how much comfort and joy that brought to them, but I thought that was a rather stunning for, the Hollywood folks who break their arms, patting themselves on the back for being so caring and thoughtful and telling the rest of us how to lead our lives. I thought that was remarkably...
nice of him, huh?
Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Geffen. I met him. He was actually at the party. Did I ever tell you guys I used to work for Styx?
Styx!
Heard that.
He was actually at that party briefly at the request of Herb Alpert, who was a real nice man, by the way.
By the way, anybody that doesn't know, he started Electro Asylum Records and discovered the Eagles and Jackson Browne when Jackson Browne was just a 18-year-old kid in Orange County.
He didn't look into that money. I'm not denying him that he should have it and buy a $600 million boat with it. It doesn't matter to me. But while you're on it, maybe that's not the time to tweet glad tidings to the world. Applied security, one thing we have seen since this corona situation really started to kick into high gear, gun sales through the roof. And even in places where they've recently passed laws to limit gun sales or to try and slow them down. But better than that is a security system that will make sure nobody ever gets in and puts themselves in a position where you might have to grab a weapon. And that's what Applied Security can provide for you, as they've done for us here at Blue Water. It is a non-negotiable security system. If you get in the wrong way, the alarm system here sounds like World War III has broken out. There ain't anybody within a block or two that's not going to hear it. And very few people stick around to see what happens when an alarm system like that goes off. But on numerous instances, we have seen the police arrive here in a matter of minutes. Their network is top-notch. And they can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month and give you a system that is rock solid and dependable. So if it'll make you feel that much better, deal with a local company that's been doing this for 4 decades. And that's Applied Security. 279-8338. Mark and Vicky are two of the nicest people you'll ever work with. Applied Security, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. How's Random Facts coming along there, Jay?
Doing pretty good, sir.
All right. That's going to be next. Don't forget to pay
now
close
drop
attention.
And give me 20.
change for 50?
And that will be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. 7-Eleven.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus cases have now topped 800. East Alabama Medical Center confirmed 5 coronavirus-related deaths at the hospital over the weekend. Several local communities now have curfews in place to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Montgomery's curfew is from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Selma has a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Crenshaw County's curfew goes from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. no incidents have been reported involving the new curfews. And Greenville police are investigating a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police have two suspects in custody, but they're still searching for 22-year-old Antoine Thompson. The shooting happened Sunday afternoon at a gas station on Willow Lane. Police have not identified the victim. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 30th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby MC Hammer.
All right, the time of birth is stop. Hammer time.
MC Hammer, a star is born.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
In my
haste. Where did you get that?
It's been there.
It's all, it's the close. It's the it's what's supposed to close.
See, I can't read the difference between O-P-E-N
and C-L-O-S-E.
So, in my haste, it's my error. I can't blame anybody else for this. So here's what you should have heard.
Oh.
And now,
J. Scott nails today's edition of
Random Facts.
It's simple. It's
Hammer,
effective.
Nails. Got
and,
it.
And it filled the hole.
Well.
See the color of his face right now?
Yeah, I know. Because there's things I want to add to that, but
like,
I won't.
It's like a second sunrise in the studio here.
Did you know the band Fleetwood Mac actually considered thanking their drug dealer in the album credits of Rumors? They eventually decided we should probably not do that after their drug dealer was murdered.
Well, I can see.
I wonder if that's the guy that supplied that party I went to with them back in the Playboy Mansion in the 70s, baby.
That's a possibility.
All I can say is watch Tiger King.
Yeah.
There's Fleetwood Mac involved.
Oh, no, there's everything. There's drugs, there's murder, there's everything. There's, oh, my God.
Yeah. Did you know, in the 1980s, there was a persistent rumor in the UK that McDonald's was funding the Irish Republican Army. This was ultimately traced back to a United States talk show where the company was praised for its generosity in funding individual retirement accounts.
Oh.
IRA.
IRA.
Irish Republican Army.
I got you.
So, yeah. Did you know 97.4% of Porsches, is it Porsches? Porsches.
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 There is no substitute.
Anyway, 97.4% of those from the last percent, 97.4% of those from the last 25 years are still on the road.
That's impressive.
I knew somebody that had one, and it was always in the shop. I don't know. Maybe he just got a lemon.
He got a Porsche.
The car that stays on the road the longest is Subaru.
Really?
That's why we bought that one for show. From Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. They're open, by the way.
Did you know Archduchess Matilda of Austria died at the age of 18? She accidentally set light to her very flammable gauze dress.
I hate it when you do that.
She was going out to a theater performance. She was wearing a dress like that, and before leaving the theater, she wanted to have a cigarette. Her father was strictly against her smoking. When her father came in, she quickly took the cigarette and put it behind her back.
Oh my God.
The dress on fire.
What a terrible way to die.
And she died.
That's awful. Come on, Jay.
These are random. Good and bad. Like this one. Did you know in 1971, burglars broke into an FBI office by writing a note that said, please don't lock this door tonight. They plastered it onto the front door, and it worked. And they were able to steal several files.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That was the FBI?
Yes, the FBI. They broke into the FBI.
Please don't lock this door tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet that was Jim Comey's idea. Just to set my
part. In fact, that was 1971.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things, like, if you, it's sort of, if you act like you know what you're doing, people will usually leave you alone and let you do your thing. If you kind of know, if you act like you know why you're there or that you're supposed to be there, then people usually feel the same way and was like, oh, that guy must work here. So, seriously, wear a blue polo shirt, walk into Best Buy and see how many people, and you know. Just walk around, do your thing, see how many people come up to you to ask for help. Or a Blockbuster, even though they don't exist anymore. Did you know the maker of the Firefox web browser, Mozilla, has a list of 50,000 most common passwords which cannot be used when setting up a Firefox account?
Really?
50,000 passwords. I mean, I think they're all, you know, like A B C D E
or 123456.
Yes, yeah. Or 111111.
Or my password.
Exactly.
Right.
Password.
Put a lot of thought into that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you know it was common in medieval England to sell your wife to another man, since divorce was prohibitively expensive?
Still is. I will ask Jacqueline Tomlinson for additional insights on that this afternoon.
It was a way of ending an unsatisfactory marriage by mutual agreement that probably began in the late 17th century. Divorce was a practical impossibility for all but the very wealthiest. So, that's what you'd have to do. Did you know kiwi fruit is not from New Zealand?
Okay.
It's from China.
Boy, there's the gift that keeps on giving.
In China? Yeah, China. I know. It was New Zealand farmers who named it kiwi fruit so that they could market it.
Wow.
So, did you know?
I always thought it was a great name for a shoe polish, personally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, you remember that?
Yes. Forgot about that.
The little cans and dad teaching you how to spray.
Because then you have to...
And buff it up, son.
Buff it up. Yep, right.
Yep. You have the brush.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rag.
Yeah.
And then the brush again.
Oh, and it could be messy. You got to put some newspapers down.
Yeah.
It could get messy.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those little wooden things?
I still have mine.
Do you really?
Well, my father's. I still have my father's.
That's nice.
I don't have it anymore, but did you ever get the electric buffer thing?
Never had the electric buffer.
That was one of those, I'll feel really rich when I can buy
an electric buffer. Remember when they used to have them at certain stores where you could buff your, you could just turn around and buff your
shoes?
You
would stand there and press a button and the buffers would spin over the top of your feet.
While you're testing your tubes in the tube tester. Right?
Excuse me, I'm going to test my tube here and then get my shoes polished at the same time.
And then maybe buy a new stylus for my record player.
Okay. A diamond stylus, not just any stylus.
That's right.
No, the box that my dad has a big wooden box.
Mm-hmm.
And on the top, it's got this elevated leaning thing, which I guess is what you put the shoe on.
Right.
And then
actually, if you're really nimble, You can bend over and put your foot on there and do it.
Yes.
If you...
Do I look like...
You polish your own...
Do I look like a guy that polishes his own shoes while he wears them? No. To take them off. Coming up, or were we at that point or no? Yeah, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Rubik's Cube.
All right.
A guy by the name of Almon Brown Strowger, which is a fantastic name. He was an undertaker. And we'll talk about the Bombardier Beetle. That's what's coming up on Random Facts.
Reminds me of this corny old World War. Dum, 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 it's the Bombardier. Dun, 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 dun. It's one of those rah, rah, rah movies.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was okay. Jay.
Something you'd watch while you'd sit there at the grocery store polishing your shoes.
Yeah.
And having your tubes tested.
Testing your tubes, yeah. The tubes and the TV, of course.
Yep. Hey, it's Jay Scott here to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hi, Dr. Jay.
Hi, Jay. I'm Greg. I'm an alcoholic.
Millbrook Family Chiropractic are open today. You can actually go by there, and they're essential, and they are open. You can call them at 285-8483. What you really need to do, though, is go to their website. It's kind of a one-stop shop for you. It is millbrookchiropractor.com. When you go there, you can meet the staff. You can also find their phone number. You can find their location and hours, and you can also... get all the information you need, the insurances that they accept, which are most, the different types of chiropractic work that they do, as well as you can set up an appointment. You can make an appointment there. If you're a regular patient, you can make an appointment there and do it all from their website. If you've never been before, you can fill out the new patient forms and set up an appointment. All of that can be done from their website, millbrookchiropractor.com. Go there. And enjoy a life of health and feeling better with Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Mind if I check this out to see if I can find that hokey theme? Well, of course it's not going to play because I have 8,000 tabs open. So we'll look forward to that later this morning or some other point in our lives. It's going to be coming. Really, 7:24.
You on drugs?
No.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing some congestion now on the Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. East Boulevard around I-85. We still have that accident being cleaned up. Eastern Boulevard at Troy Highway. A little bit of a lag right there from Troy Highway all the way down to Baptist. Use caution this morning and keep it in your own lane. The interstates are looking good. We got no other accidents to report at this time. Buckle up and drive carefully. All right. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and brighter future are just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 30th, the greatest day ever. On the 30th of March, 1775, King George III formally endorses the New England Restraining Act. Centuries later, King Roger Goodell would introduce his own restraints on New England. Due to Deflategate, Spygate, Headsetgate, or... Have a great March 30th, the greatest day ever.
And now, the King of
Random.
Oh, man.
That was good.
Perfect timing.
Did I make up for my...
I really made up for it, yeah.
Perfect timing.
I got trumpets and everything. Thank you. Did you know? I'm actually a fan of the Rubik's Cube. I tried to learn the algorithm to solve it in any combination that it might be. You usually can do it within 20 moves. But the creator of Rubik's Cube, Erno Rubik, E-R-N-O with a little...
umlaut.
No,
what's the wavy thing? What's the wavy
thing? It's not a wavy thing. It's just an apostrophe over the O.
O.
Anyway.
An apostrophe over the
O.
It took the creator of the Rubik's Cube 1 month to solve the puzzle after he made a wooden prototype in 1974.
A month.
They've gotten it down to about 3.47 seconds.
Yeah.
To solve a Rubik's Cube now in the speed challenges and stuff.
I never figured out a rhythm to it. There were some I'd solve it in 2 or 3 minutes, and some I would be there 20 minutes later still trying.
I would just give up.
There's an algorithm that goes with it. So you find the center white square, I think, and from that you look to the left and the right of it, depending on what the center color is on the left and the right, or whatever it is on the depending. I don't know. There's something like that. That tells you which algorithm to follow of 2 turns to the left, 3 turns up, 3 turns this way, blah, blah, blah. There's this whole thing, and you can put it all back together.
Well,
I just don't know what it is.
If I couldn't solve the Rubik's Cube, I'd try to leave it with a very attractive pattern on it.
If I ever get quarantined and don't have to come into work, which is never going to happen at this job. unless I actually get the thing and
don't
it prevents
say
me from
that.
Coming in. I will teach myself how to solve a Rubik's Cube. Did you know a man by the name of Almon Brown Strauger?
Strauger.
He was an undertaker. Okay. And his business was losing clients to a competitor whose telephone operator wife was redirecting everyone who called for Almon Brown's business.
Mm-hmm.
People would call and want the undertaker, Strauger's business. But she would send it over to her husband, who was the competitor.
Oh.
Motivated to remove the intermediary operator, he invented the first automatic telephone exchange in 1889.
What do they call that? That's a product of
necessity.
Necessity,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Which is the mother of invention.
Thank you.
Correct.
That's right.
And finally, did you know about the Bombardier Beetle?
The Bombardier Beetle.
Bombardier. Are you going to try it?
Sure.
I don't think it's going to work.
No.
You do a reef.
Oh. Da-da-da-da. See? Tell us about the Bombardier Beetle.
The Bombardier.
You'll see that.
The Bombardier Beetle. It stores 2 chemicals in its abdomen. Hydroquinone and hydrogen peroxide. Those are the 2 chemicals that it stores in its abdomen. When it's threatened, it mixes those 2 chemicals and ejects them from their abdomen in a chemical spray with a popping sound that can reach boiling temperatures.
So what, the beetle explodes?
It doesn't explode, no. It just releases those chemicals. And they, when they're mixed together, they get very hot.
Oh.
They're separate within the body.
That's why they call it the bombardier.
But then it mixes it together when it shoots it out of itself.
But I see what you mean now, though. The bombardier theme, though, was that was for like these government.
I don't know if it was propaganda.
These government things?
Is that what it, this is when the war, this is made in, I think, 43. And they used a lot of 4F actors who were too old or too lame to be available to the service. But it has that, we're going to win the war kind of.
Yeah. Now it makes sense. It's something that the government would definitely use.
But we learned about the Bombardier Beetle.
The Bombardier Beetle. Yeah. Those are all of your random facts.
All right, there you go.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, well, they're cooking up a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Let me tell you about Don Duncan. Yes, they're open. And Don called in the show last week to tell a great story. There's a lady who was very nervous, needed her car fixed, but was very nervous about making contact with anybody. So Don said, leave the car key under
the mat. Take the cannoli.
Take the cannoli, leave the car. She did. They took it in. They did all the work that was required on the vehicle. She paid over the phone with a credit card. They re-delivered the car with a re-sanitized key, so there was absolutely no contact.
Wow, even at that.
Between her and anybody else. So if that's the way to get your car serviced, that's what Don Duncan All-American Tire is ready to do for you. Whether it's an oil change or a tire rotation or you need tires or something more sophisticated. By the way, they accept if you're one of those folks that has an insurance policy on your vehicle for repairs, they accept most. So you got three locations to choose from. You can go look up Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto on Facebook. They're all listed there. But here's the thing. You're going to get customer service. They'll go to any length to help get your car's needs taken care of. And especially at this time where we're all trying to social distance, they have figured out how to do it. So you don't even have to shake hands or say hello or anything. Call them, the location nearest you. Let them know what you need done. And they'll be happy to work with you in whatever fashion you find comfortable. Again, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, true wholesale pricing on tires, certified technicians at all three locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. You know, one way, drop your car off and go for a nice walk if they're just doing an oil change or something quick. And downtown, breeze in, breeze out. They're at 408 Madison, and that's a location that's got probably more availability in terms of being able to get you in and out quicker because a lot of the government folks are not in their offices. So easy in, easy out at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Mozilla, the creator of the internet browser Firefox. They have a list of common passwords, which you cannot use when you set up a Firefox account. How many passwords does it have? How many passwords are on that list that you cannot use?
How many forbidden passwords?
The forbidden passwords.
The forbidden password.
All right, 272-9228 is the number to call if you would like to take a shot at it. 272-9228. Play and win $10. And by the way, food outlet well supplied over the weekend. 272-9228 as we hit the 735 mark.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic showing a little congestion on the Northeast Boulevard between the Wetumpka Highway and Wears Ferry Road. They are still cleaning up that accident at Troy Highway and the East-South Boulevard. Use caution right there in that intersection for a few more minutes while they wrap it up. We've also got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully, and please don't ever text and drive. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop raw cost stress for less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I think Nicole is ready to play and win today's $10 Voodoo Lid Pop quiz question. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Is it 50?
Oh, no. It's a lot bigger than that.
It is, yeah.
It's a lot longer than that. But thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, let's put it this way. She was partially listening.
Yeah. I mean, she was sort of almost correct. But here's the thing. When we take her call, everybody else thinks, oh, I have no chance to win this, so they hang up.
Oh, no, no.
So now we have a wide open board.
Yeah, so call. So, yeah.
You still win it.
The number of forbidden passwords on Firefox is bigger than 50.
Yeah.
How many do they not allow?
But smaller than a breadbasket.
272-9228 is our number at 737. So we'll let you catch up with Jay here while Rich does the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Everything's quiet right now. I think we'll be busy tomorrow morning. And let's start at the very beginning. Very warm again today with a high in the low 80s. This would be the eighth day in a row that we get into the 80s. Too early for that. Sun and cloud mix today. Mild tonight, overnight low 61. There's a risk of a few showers by the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely. Some storms possibly severe, with the risk of tornadoes certainly on the board, not out of the question. The threat window may begin rather early, perhaps like 9 o'clock in the morning. And maybe we'll be dealing with it till a little bit after lunch. Certainly by mid-afternoon, it will have moved over into Georgia. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. You'll get instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Then, behind the storm system, breezy, much cooler tomorrow night, low 47. Wednesday's high only in the upper 60s. We've been spoiled lately. Upper 60s will seem a little brisk. And then mid-40s on Thursday morning, right around dawn. Warmer again Friday. Right now, this morning, 61 degrees, looking pretty nice. We had a nice sunrise this morning. It's 7:39.
All right. Everybody that was trying to win before called back. See, stay on the line when you call, because the first person's wrong, you have a chance to win.
Stay on the line.
Chester, I don't recall seeing this name.
He's a first-time caller.
Hey. Chester, welcome to our show. Good to have you with us.
How long have you been listening before you made this phone call? Oh, well, I meant, so this is the first time you've also listened to us?
Oh, no.
Okay. What I'm saying. How long have you been listening before you decided to call in?
About a couple
of
weeks.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Welcome. We're glad to have you.
We hope that it's habit forming.
What do you think the answer is? How many of these passwords do they forbid?
50,000.
50,000
is correct.
So our last caller had 50. Mm-hmm. She just left out the 1,000 part. Yeah. All right. Congratulations.
Chester, we appreciate you listening. Hang on. Jay's going to get you gem of a jelly tight with that gift certificate. And let's say good morning to Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Good morning.
Carl.
I had 50,000.
Okay. Carl, I got another backup question real quick.
All right.
What was a famous album where they almost gave credit on the liner notes to their drug dealer? Famous album.
Rumors.
Yeah. Is right. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for what you're doing.
Hey, we appreciate your call, too. Amazing how the phones re-exploded a second time, isn't it?
Yep.
That's good. All right, now I just got a note from Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do what Rosie says.
Okay.
Couple things. First of all, thanks to everybody, among the many local businesses. And go to bluewaterbroadcasting.com and look for the sign that says, we're open. We are updating that
support
continuously.
Support your local businesses, please.
This is how we ultimately get through this. Jan's Beach House Grill today is doing lunch from 11 to 2.
We're going to mail this out to you.
And the menu today, homemade seafood gumbo.
Ooh.
burgers and slider with fries or onion rings.
Uh-huh.
And chicken fingers.
Yep. Woof.
11 sounds, to 2.
Sounds delicious.
If I can't sleep, I may head over there. Wanted to mention that. We want to thank everybody that went by there Friday. They were trying to sell their soup.
Uh-huh.
And they were selling it by the court, so we created a drive-through situation there.
And I hope they got a good response.
And I also want to thank Don Cook. You know what he did?
What did he do?
He's the inventor of cricket dust, our favorite spice. He came here Saturday morning as we were wrapping up the Saturday morning show.
Did he bring some?
Oh, my God. Each of us got a box lunch with a full roasted chicken.
Oh, man.
Two sausages, corn on the cob, some amazing potato salad, a huge roll. And it was, of course, what do you think they seasoned it with? Cricket dust.
Yeah.
Which you can get at Food Outlet, of course. Thanks. And it was so good. I had to share it. My stepson loved the chicken, and he's a little on the fuzzy side. So that's a compliment, guys. Thank you for being so incredibly thoughtful. And by the way, I went to Food Outlet. I went Saturday afternoon because I was in the area, and they were in good supply on just about everything, dairy, meat, you name it. They had it all. So if you're tired of these stampedes to the box stores or the monster chain grocery stores and seeing nothing on the shelves, if there ever was a time to try Food Outlet, now is that time because they're working it. And they've got the trucks in, and as soon as they're in, they're refilling the shelves. 7:42, we have Fox Business, your local news. And when we come back, animal stories today. And then next hour, we will have a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yep.
Because today is National Doctors Day, and we're going to play a special National Doctors Day game of
Truth or Baloney.
And I'm going to dedicate that to my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling, who I have to go see with this stupid leg thing.
Oh, did you make an appointment?
I'm walking like, who was the guy in Gunsmoke, Chester?
Oh, yeah. Marsha Dillon!
Yeah. And so I got to find out what's going on with that. It's always something, right? 7:43.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Facebook is pledging $100 million to help news outlets hit by the coronavirus outbreak. The Wall Street Journal says the money will come in the form of grants and promised ad spending. Smaller local newspapers are facing a substantial decline in ad revenue because closed businesses are pulling back on spending. Many organizations have reduced pay or laid off workers. There will be $25 million in emergency grants to smaller news organizations and $75 million in ad spending for news organizations of all sizes in the U.S. and globally. Carnival's Cunard Cruise Line unit is extending the suspension of all cruises another month to May 15th. Those who booked cruises will receive a 125% future cruise credit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem?
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. They apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. I literally got $1 million in coverage for just $36 a month. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy. healthiq.com/easy.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Several local communities now have new curfews in place to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Montgomery's curfew is from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. Selma has a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. And Crenshaw County's curfew lasts from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. No incidents have been reported involving the curfews. Alabama's confirmed coronavirus cases have now topped 800. East Alabama Medical Center confirmed 5 coronavirus-related deaths at the hospital over the weekend. And Greenville police are investigating a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police have 2 suspects in custody, but they're still searching for 22-year-old Antoine Thompson. The shooting happened Sunday afternoon at a gas station on Willow Lane. Police have not identified the victim. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. And in consideration of the governor's orders, we are remaining open, but we have our doors closed to the public. So it's going to be called Drive Up Diamonds. Yes, we're going to have a drive up service where you can pick up your repairs, pick up gifts, design things, sell your gold, trade your gold, anything you like to do, we will do as a drive up, or we will deliver or pick up from your residence or businesses if that's the case. So please visit us. Margaret's is staying open. We're open every day, but we cannot let you into the doors. Come see us.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Presenting eight great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason one, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason two, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons three through six, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason seven, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason eight, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba! On News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True tales from the wild kingdom. As the Wolfman talks us.
Oh, I think he's close there.
Short. Sorry about that. I'll make it up to you some other way. There's all types of animal-related stories connected to the coronavirus pandemic. Busch Beer is teaming up with Midwest Animal Rescue to help get dogs fostered and adopted and to incentivize people into bringing a friend home. The beer company is offering a prize they call Busch Beer for 3 months.
Uh-huh.
During these uncertain and lonelier times, a spokesperson said people need an escape. But as much as we need those cute puppy pics to help get us through the social distancing, it's actually them who need us. The rules for the promotion are fairly simple. Adopt or foster a dog through Midwest Animal Rescue. Send the proof to Busch through Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Users must also follow Busch on the social network. They will be providing up to 500 winners with a prepaid debit card worth $100. Busch will be accepting submissions through April 25th. I think those will get snapped up pretty quick.
I'll tell you what, the adoptions are up 85%, and that warms my heart.
And mine too. There will be some good things that will come out of this on the other end. Our next story involves a, ironically, a coyote playing the role of the coyote is
a wolfman.
Yeah. They are now roaming the streets of San Francisco, just like Carl Malden and Michael Douglas did in the 70s. Photos posted on social media claim to show several wild coyotes in various parts of the city. In one photo, a pack of the animals can be seen sleeping in a patch of grass in the middle of San Francisco. It's not uncommon for coyotes to be spotted on occasion there. If you drive up into the hills west of Hollywood, you actually will see them.
A bunch of, yeah.
They're sheltering in place in most of California, including San Francisco. That means the streets are much emptier than usual, assuming people are not pooping on them. The coyotes have a lot more freedom to roam. And then finally, a story about a marmot. A Division of Wildlife Resource employee in Utah was called for help, and a woman's engine compartment turned out to be housing a marmot. The DWR said employees at a Jiffy Lube in Springfield reported that a woman brought her car into the shop after spotting debris and oil on the ground near her vehicle. Mechanics popped open the hood, and they spotted what appeared to be a beaver stuck inside the engine compartment. Nice. They quickly were able to figure out that it wasn't a beaver.
Nice beaver.
It was not a hostile.
Boys.
If you want to see a rescue of the marmot, it's on the Twitter page of the Department of Wildlife Resources / Utah. Boy, there's... I know a lot of folks went to our new... Because they called us Saturday and Sunday morning. Went out to visit Fitzpatrick Greenhouses.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful drive out to the east.
About 20 minutes, 15, yeah. 20 minutes. Huh?
And there's another great local business that can get you further away than that from all of this chaos. And that's Adams Motorsports. Eddie Bader did the weekend shows with us. And thank you, Eddie Bader. You're amazing. That the lake has been especially busy because distancing is easier there and it gets people outside. And with all the warm weather that Rich has so graciously endowed us with, the water, I mean, I was in my pool yesterday doing some lake therapy.
Done that a lot in the last few days, actually.
Jet skis are available on a limited basis at this time of the year. Because they get a certain allotment from Kawasaki at Adams Motorsports, and once they're gone, they're gone. And, of course, the people buy them now because they're looking forward to having a full summer of warm weather fun with their new jet skis. So don't dawdle. By the way, Terry does do layaway, and, again, that's another option for many of our businesses that are staying open and trying to stay alive and thrive during this time. They have a layaway program, so you don't have to make an immediate commitment of X number of dollars. Plus, you can finance anything you buy there, and the interest rates are mega low because the manufacturers buy down the credit standard. So you don't, you know, it's not one of those things where we can get it for 2.9 or 3.9%, but you got to have an 850 credit score. No, it's not like that at all. Decent credit gets you the lowest available rate on just about anything at Adams Motorsports. You can ask them for details, but not today. They are closed on Monday because Terry and his team, well, they love the products they sell, so he gives them Mondays to go out and use them. You'll find our buddy, Mr. Adams, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass hackle, but you can go online at adamsmotorsports.com, fill out a credit app, and browse the inventory. Both new and pre-owned. They got it all at one location, adamsmotorsports.com. Let's say good morning to our buddy David.
Good morning, all.
Hey,
how are you?
I had a friend of mine from Atlanta who him and his family went up to North Georgia to get outside and do something this weekend.
Yeah.
And he took a picture. I forgot where they were at, what national park or whatever, area forest. And there were literally hundreds of cars parked alongside the road from people from Atlanta who were getting out into the parks and stuff. And I guess the locals were just furious over it.
Well, Atlanta, I think that's one reason why Lee County and so many cases
spill over from Georgia.
You know, it's interesting coming out of this, and who knows when the exact date is. They've got some absurd scenarios out there.
But well, you know,
some of the things
let
me finish. Some of the things that people are going to view differently are borders. And now it's not just who's coming into the country, but the governor of Florida said, if you're coming in from New York, quarantine your butt for 2 weeks.
Right. They have checkpoints.
And Louisiana.
They have checkpoints on the Florida border right now.
They do.
Yeah.
There's checkpoints.
Yeah, on 10 and 95.
Wow. Well, you can say, David. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, I was listening to Dr. Fauci speak this past weekend, and he made a very profound statement. He said, we don't set the deadline. You know, he said, the COVID-19 sets the deadline. You know, so we just are along for the ride, and we just kind of have to follow whatever it does and kind of make our play from there.
So all the dates are arbitrary, you know.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And so, I got to tell you, there's, you know, we get stuff every morning that has all, you know, a lot, where a lot of our material comes from, different resources and so forth. And there's one that came with four potential timelines for this thing to end and life to resume as normal. And I'm not, they're just outrageous.
Yeah, yeah. And you see where the governor of Louisiana blamed Trump for problems down there.
That was the mayor of New Orleans.
For not canceling Mardi Gras in advance.
Mardi Gras.
Who knew in advance of Mardi Gras?
By the way, that's a local decision. It's not up to
the president doesn't.
You think Trump's going to call us up and say, hey, cancel that movie at the theater by the river?
Yeah, yeah.
That's local.
And this harkens back to Katrina. You know, when Nagin and the governor blamed Bush for, you know, not evacuating New Orleans.
But well, mentioned yesterday.
The governor. That's not the federal government's call. You know, that's a local decision. So,
well,
anyway.
Then if the pattern holds, then we should expect the mayor of New Orleans to be in jail sometime within the next 3 to 5 years.
And get out of jail and get reelected.
And even worse, coming up, one of our Morning Maroon nominees next hour, immediately that stimulus thing was passed and signed 5 days after it should be, because they loaded all the pork into it. What do you see what they didn't do with one of those pork packages? That will... That's all coming up in our next exciting hour, David. Hope you stay around.
Okay, take care.
Appreciate you, buddy. It's 7:58. Fox News in a few.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Daily Journal, day 14. The girls still want to get together to do book club, but we're going to use Zoom since we can't do it in person. Good. Now I don't have to work on an outfit. Just do my hair and makeup. Another great positive about the stay-in-place order. It's so much easier when your girlfriend's